attic. Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Now listen, I want to just say something to you, and I want you to get what I'm saying. We come here, and don't come here to be expecting motivational speaker. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm an encourager and an exhorter in the Word of God. I'm not a motivational speaker. If you want to see a motivational speaker, you can find other ones out there in the world, and they will give you a motivational chat. Amen. This is a life-changing. The world has got nothing that can compare and compete with the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful. The word of the world is dead and dying. Amen. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of the world is dying, and it's dragging people down with them. I am not a motivational speaker. I bring you the Word of God. I give you Scripture. And what I bring to you, to myself, is supposed to help change our very existence. It changes our lives. Can you say amen? And so I want to just give you some vision casting, because we need to know where we're going. We need to know what we're doing. And I'm going to continue on Sunday for your own personal vision. But the vision of this church is to save the lost. But we need to train them. So what we want to do is save and train a lost and dying world. Amen. Amen. We need to be caring about a lost and dying world. We need to save souls. Amen. How are we going to do it? How does this church do it? What is our footprint? God gives different churches, different people, different ways of doing things. And thank God, because we can't all be the same. We do it in this church, through bringing the word, through training people, through laying hands on people, through getting people saved, through getting their marriages restored, through helping them before marriage and giving them training to help them with finance. We do it all in this church with the Word of God. So we help people's lives with the Word of God. We are in the greenhouse. And in the greenhouse, things grow and blossom and bloom and produce fruit. And then you go out into a lost and dying dead world, and we need to get people from there into the greenhouse so that they can have a chance when they get back out there. Amen. Because what you learn in this greenhouse is going to sustain you when you're in the outer house. Come on. Or you've been taken to the woodshed.
Amen.
Amen. And the Word of God will sustain you. Not the word of the world. The word of the world is destruction. You can see what it's doing. And what they stand for, what the world believes. And we know that the God of this world is the enemy. We all know that. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So we do it through church and functions and outreach and missions, etc. But also through education. Amen. We have the schools. And we have the privilege of getting to hundreds and hundreds of children every single day. And then we have all of their families we can get to. So we have the privilege and the opportunity to witness to all of these people that don't know the Lord. I told you 2 weeks ago, we had 200 children saved in our school. 201 days saved in our school. That's humongous. That is big. Now you might think, well, that's not no big. Listen, when one person gets saved, the Bible says the whole of heaven rejoices. They throw a party for one soul saved. And so we do it through church, hands-on training, and a lot of prayer. Everyone say a lot of prayer. And then we do it through Christian education. We are in a fortunate position. That's the footprint of this church. And how are we going to do this? We're going to set goals and plan to accommodate what is going to happen. So we understand. If we got a lot more people coming in, we'd have to double up on services. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe four services. Who cares? We got enough people that can preach. Amen. And so we'd have to double up. But then with that, we're going to need children's ministry helpers. True. We're going to need ushers. We're going to need worship team. We're going to need camera people. We're going to need everything. Amen. Absolutely everything. So we're going to start preparing right now for that to accommodate that. If we had an influx of children all of a sudden, what would we do? So my wife has taken, she's got involved with the children's ministry. As you've seen, there's change upstairs for children. We've got the lights. We've got a little stage there, a little altar. We fixed up the annex downstairs. And so we're preparing to accommodate what comes in. So we're preparing. But now you folks also need to prepare. And so we need people to get involved. We need you to get involved. Sign up on the dotted line. And don't sign up and say, I want money. No, we want volunteers. Amen. I've had enough people that they come and do a job for you, the next minute you find you're paying them. But I thought, no, we're looking for volunteers as a gift unto God. You can't outgive God. Time and time it happens, yeah. So we want people to sign up. We've got, Mark's got a sign up sheet tonight. I'm going to bring this again on Sunday. And I'm not going to tell you what the ministry is. You might have a ministry I don't even know of. So you come up and say, write down something. Maybe you want to be a photographer for the church. Church photographer. Write it down. We'll get you to work. Because maybe you say, I want to work on the internet. I want to do Facebook. I want to get on Twitter and tell people about our church. Great. I'd like 2-minute snips of every service on Facebook and YouTube and pointing people to our webpage. So I need someone that can get that, do that, that's got a bit of technical know-how, and get that taken care of and get it out onto the web pages. You might say, other things I don't even know about. So we've got a thing there, and we haven't listed what the ministry is. We know we've got ushers and greeters and children and worship and all of that, but there may be some I don't know of. And it might be burning in your heart. Come on, man. And we need what you got. So you write down what the ministries you'd like to be involved in. We want to get you spiritually employed. Amen. How would you like to be spiritually employed? Don't just come to church and think, well, I've given my tithe and I've been here. That's not what we're talking about. You've got gifts and talents. And God wants us to exercise our gifts and talents. I mean, Brother Dave, we know you've got a whole lot of things going on, but I don't know. We've plugged you in on cameras. There may be something else you want to do. So before you go tonight, take this, or if you want to go home and pray about it, pray about it, but get involved. Amen. We need everyone. We need everything. So we've got to be prepared. We need to get a building built out here, right on our grass area. So we can put we'll put a school in there, but then it'll double up for children's ministry and youth ministry. You understand? So we've got all these things that we want to do, and we've got to kind of zoom out to see the bigger picture. We can't stay small and sitting in here. Sunday we're full, but Wednesday night we should be having 2-3 services every time. Amen. Because we got a word from God. Amen. Like I said, it's not a motivational word. It will motivate you. If you do what the word says, you're going to see the results of what the word promises. Amen? Amen. And so we've got to zoom out to see the bigger picture. And it would be a shame to lose a war because we've won a few battles. We can rest on our laurels because we've won a few battles, but we're going to lose a war unless we get up and fight. Come on. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about the big picture war because we know God says we've won that already. I'm talking about personally, our own personal lives, our own personal church. We're a family. We're in, right now, the greenhouse. And right tonight, you're going to get the word of God, and it's going to come in and it's going to start producing seed in you, whereas in the world, it's just going to die. What you get in the world dies in the world. What you get in the kingdom of God will change the world towards what God wants. Amen. So we've got to get those people out there into here. Let them get trained up and let them go out and bring more in and train up. Because Jesus wants to wrap this up now. Amen. I'm telling you, he wants to wrap this deal up. Amen. It's getting to that place where God is saying, I'm ready to come back. Amen. Amen. And I know a lot of you are saying, but listen, it's not an escape. God's coming back for victorious church, not a church that's looking for escape. Some people are just believing in the rapture, can't wait for the rapture. That's an escape method, attitude, mentality. Stop thinking about the rapture, start thinking about now. Amen. Don't have an escape mentality. Have a victorious mentality. I'm young now, and I'm going to do some serious damage to the enemy. Amen. Serious damage, can you say amen? This is what survival requires. We're in a war. This is war. If you don't think we're in a war, just switch on your telly. Come on. Oh, but there's no bullets flying. Yeah, right. Amen. We're in a war. The enemy's attacked full scale against the church. Come on. against the Word of God, against people that stand up with morals and character. The enemy is coming in full force, full-fledged attack. And if you can't see it, you need to get someone to pinch you, and you're not going to feel it because you're dead. Can you say amen? Amen. And so what we're going to do is we're going to push the enemy back and take back the people that he's got. Take back what he thinks he owns. He doesn't own them. We've got to get them before they die and spend eternity with the devil. Hello. So we're not going to sit and rest on our laurels. We're going to get up and we're going to do make a change and get the world affected by the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? Okay, I want to talk to you about something pretty important that comes to everybody. Everybody that I've met that have been in trouble have got strongholds. In fact, most Christians live with strongholds. And we'll find out what a stronghold is. A stronghold is something like keeping it safe from anyone getting to it. It's a bulwark. And I've got the actual breakdown of it in a minute. And we'll talk about that. But researchers have estimated that about 85 to 90% of our brain activity occurs in our subconscious mind. 85 to 90% of our brain activity occurs in our subconscious mind, which is part of our soul. Now, you might think, no, that's not true, because I know how much I think. Yeah, but you don't know how much your subconscious is moving and working. Because remember, never forget the saying, well, the scripture, that as the man thinks in his heart, so is he. And we discovered the heart is a subconscious that God's talking about in that particular instance. But the subconscious mind is part of the soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's the soulish realm. The mind, the will, and the emotions. And the body is separate from that. And then the spirit is separate from that. We're a three-part being. Like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so to speak. They're three parts, but they make up one. I'm three parts, but I make up one, right? I have a soul, which is my mind, my will, and emotions. My spirit, which is the real me, created in God's image and likeness. And my body, which God breathed into through my nostrils and got me to live. Amen. Amen. And so, since this is the case, now this is researchers and scientifically have proven this kind of stuff. I was watching something the other night. I like to watch shows that can, you know, teach me something. So I watch a lot of documentaries. And I was watching this one on the brain and the mind and how they can work out. Your sleep comes from that part of the brain. Your subconscious is the frontal lobe and all these different areas, your memory and that, and how they've worked this out. I really don't have a clue how, but I know that God gave us smarts so we could work things out. And they've worked out in the brain all these different aspects of the brain and how it works and things like that, which is quite astounding. Just to know that they know that, you know, what causes you to forget and all kinds of things. So, but they say that 85 to 90% of the activity in our brain occurs in our subconscious. Now, you don't recognize that because your subconscious is under. It's like a submarine. It's sub, it's below, it's beneath, it's under. You know what you're thinking consciously. I know right now I'm thinking, Angela, you got dark glasses on tonight. They're probably lensed. I'm thinking that, and then I'm speaking it. But I don't know what's in my subconscious, what it's doing. Because I don't hear it. I see the results of it, but I don't hear it. My mind, my conscious mind, I know what's going on. So I'm more aware of this, of the conscious than the subconscious. So I would say, straight away, we'd all say, no, I disagree with that. How can it be 85 to 90%? So 85 to 90% of the activity takes place in my subconscious mind. And if that's the case, then my subconscious mind is a pretty important factor in my life. Would you say?
Yes.
I mean, let's just assume they're right, okay? Because I know you're cleverer than all of them put together. The guys who studied for 35 years, the brain and dissected, you know more than them, right? Let's just assume they're right. If that is the case, that the subconscious mind shapes every facet of who we are, because according as a man thinks, so is he. If that's the case, then my actions, my reactions, my habits, my personality, everything is impacted by the decisions I make through my subconscious thinking. Everything of my life is impacted by what's in my subconscious mind.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10.